You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, the 6th of April is a cost of living action day, and here to tell us more about it is RNIB's Head of Policy and Public Affairs, Sophie Dudgeon. Sophie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Cost of Living Action Day. What is it?
We really want to make a lot of noise on social media on the 6th of April to get the message across that people with disabilities and people with sight loss are really disproportionately affected by the rising cost of living. This has been all over the news for the last year, that the cost of living has risen significantly and people's daily lives are really impacted. But the point we're trying to make is that people with sight loss and people who are disabled are disproportionately impacted and are feeling those costs often far worse than the rest of society. The point of the day is to fill social media and create a strong unified voice calling for support can't wait. That is the hashtag, support can't wait. We want to show that we're really collaborating on this issue. We want to get a message across to decision makers and government that we're here. We're not satisfied with the level of support that's been provided so far. And we also really see this as a great opportunity to signpost people to the large amounts of support and advice that are available if they're struggling. There's a lot of resources on RNIB's website. There's also short films that we've created, and many of our collaborators have also got sources of support as well. We really want to make sure people know they're not alone at this difficult time.
If you're asking the government to step up their support for people with sight loss and people with other disabilities, what support out there is there currently?
One of the things that we know people aren't always aware of is the priority services register. If you register with your energy provider and your water provider, your name should be on a list where they know that you have sight loss. And you shouldn't, for instance, as it's been very controversially shown recently, you shouldn't have a prepayment meter installed for your energy use, for instance. They should be aware that that you need to be considered as a sort of more vulnerable person. And that should be a level of protection that can help people at this time. We've also had some training from the British Gas Energy Trust for RNIB helpline advisors. So they've got some specific training in helping people with their energy costs and their energy bills, and they may be able to direct people to sources of sort of financial support with their bills. We've also got training in managing debt, which our helpline have kind of got upskilled on. So we've got really prepared at RNIB to be there for people who are finding particular challenges at this time. We know that this year lots of people might be seeing their rent increase, for instance. They might have mortgages that come to the end of their fixed rate and are likely to revise. We know that this crisis really isn't over, so we're making sure that we've got as much support available as possible so that we can guide people to resources that we have or to organisations externally that might be able to help them as well.
What are you hoping to get out of this Cost of Living Action Day? What are you hoping to get out of the government as well?
One of our concerns is the government is probably feeling they've kind of ticked the box of providing support. They announced an extension of the household energy price cap for another 3 months, which is, reducing bills slightly, although bills are still much higher than they were 1 year ago. We know the government have announced that there'll be the one-off cost of living payments happening this summer. But for people with sight loss who have disability benefits, but not means-tested benefits, i.e. if they're not on universal credit and things like that, if they're just on a disability benefit like PIP, the extra payment is just £150 for the whole year. So that works out at £2.88 per week across the year. We think that is a tiny amount of extra money to be receiving at a time when daily costs have risen, transport's expensive, taxes are more expensive. Some of the things that people with sight loss rely on are just way more expensive. So we're really keen that the government gets the message that there is far more that needs to be done. And one of the things that we've been calling for is for the level of benefits to be reassessed. And we know that some MPs are really involved in this as well. We really want to see the level of benefits reassessed so that the actual amount that people receive increases to make sure they're actually covering the additional costs of sight loss that people experience. And then the second thing that we're really keen to back, which has got some interest across the sector, across the disability sector, and we know that civil servants are looking into this, we're really keen to see the government fully develop ways in which they could implement an energy social tax tariff so that people in certain groups who are vulnerable to energy price rises receive some access to a slightly lower price for their energy going forward. We know that will take some time to develop. We know that there are lots of complexities to it, but we're really keen that momentum is not lost on that.
Finally, Sophie, that hashtag one more time, what should our listeners be looking out for on social media?
We are asking people to look out for Support Can't Wait. We'll be posting from probably about 8:30 in the morning on Thursday, the 6th of April. It's the new financial year. It's the new year for benefit payments as well. And we really want to make a big noise about this, make sure our politicians can't ignore the fact that there's still a huge amount of need out there, and it's their job to address those things.
Well, Sophie Dodgen, Head of Policy and Public Affairs at RNIB, thanks so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.